Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner. It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups. This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Dude.
And if you want to email him, you can email him at...
Never said dude before this week.
Dude.
You can email me at Tim's... What's your email address?
Conway Show.
Uh-huh. Send mine there.
At gmail.com, and mm-hmm. then we'll forward it to Arsenio Hall.
There you go.
So if you have a request for an autographed picture, maybe you want to know where he got his...
Just go on ArsenioHall.com and just look at the ones there. You know, okay. You don't need to have one. You don't need a tangible photo. Look at the photos on the ArsenioHall.com website, and there's something of, you know.
Or if you'd like to have your kid put through college, Arsenio does that as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, and he don't have to thank me. He don't even have to call ever.
Evidently they don't. Huh?
I just like to give kids money.
Mm-hmm. Arsenio sent 10 kids through college, full scholarship, and not one of these rat bastards called him to say thank you.
And you know what, Tim? This is almost like when you mention McCain, you have to say we honor him for his services, and
right.
then you start calling him all kind of a-holes.
Right.
But I just want to say that you don't have to thank somebody when they do something for you. We should not do it for that reason. We should not expect to be thanked. But damn, I thought one of them kids, one of them kids would contact me and say, "Yo, bruh, thanks for the $50,000."
Yeah, at least.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's terrible, dude. That is just rude. It really
is. That's America, man.
Wouldn't you thank somebody if they gave you a Coke?
We live in a different world. Tim, I had a homeless man give me that look. I handed him $5. And he said, "What I'm going to do with $5? He said that to me.
Is that right?
You know, and he actually, and I paused. I said, "Excuse me." He says, "What I'm going to do with $5? Buy a suit?" And I realized I was being criticized for giving a man. I mean, I gave him what? I reached in my pocket, grabbed first thing, gave him a $5. You know, it's like I didn't think I was going to be judged.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, you got to stop wearing that Arsenio Hall Show
yeah.
shirt and hat around because they know who you are then.
Yeah. And you know what's sad? The other day, a man called me Wesley.
Oh, really?
He said, "Good luck with the tax problems."
Oh, Jesus.
And I said, "Hey, I got the Arsenio Hall. I got the woof woof hat on. I got the things that make you go hmm and slacks." And you call me Wesley. Wow.
I bet for a second you thought to yourself, "Oh, geez, maybe do I have tax problems?"
You know, George Wallace has a funny joke where he said when Rodney King got his ass whipped,
right.
he said, "They whooped Rodney King's ass so bad, I started to think, well, maybe he did do something." You know, maybe. Because, and then you got to think, at one point, Rodney was like, "Well, I probably deserve this because
yeah.
they really whipping my ass."
Well, it's like before you get married and you see a guy who's put an ass kicking on a woman, you're like, "Man, that guy's a complete a-hole. You know, that guy should go to jail for the rest of his life. I wonder, what got him so crazy." And then after you get married, you go, "I wonder what she said to him."
Yeah.
Wonder what
yeah.
she did.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you're involved in a trial, like you're on trial for rape, you're going to jail.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you why. Because the guys in the jury, first of all the women are going to convict you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
done. The guys in the jury are going to try and impress their wives by going home and go, "Yeah, you can't believe what this a-hole did to this woman. I'm going to vote that guy guilty. You're not going to believe what this guy did. The guy's got no shot." You know?
And what do you think Dimitri's point of view would be?
Yeah, right. He's going down. We have enough time to play the song? All right, I want to play this song for Arsenio Hall. Arsenio
is this
Hall,
your dad?
Yeah,
this
is my dad and Ice-T. And this is a song that was very popular back in the late 80s. Actually, I think it was early 90s. Yeah, late 80s, early 90s. And this is the first rap song that my dad and Ice-T did together. It's called The Long Shot. It was the last rap song they did together. They parted ways after that. And Ice-T went on to have a huge, successful career in rap song, and my dad never did another rap song after this. And I'm not sure why,
but I tell you,
I never asked him. I never, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you never want to ask your dad why you didn't do something. Right?
If you all ever get into the conversation, just let him know how disappointed me and Lil Bow Wow are
all right.
that he didn't do anymore.
All right. It's called The Long Shot, Tim Conway and Ice-T.
Right.
And you're hearing it for the first time exclusively.
Is Coco in this?
On 97.1 Free FM. I think so. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. my shoes and I'm looking fine.
Them old shoes ain't got no shine.
I'm going to the track and I'm gonna win a ton.
Been about a year since the last time you won.
I got this horse, he come off the pace.
Five will give you ten, he ain't in the race.
The horse looks good and he can do.
The last time he won was in 42.
I bet a song I can use my sister's then.
What's this horseshoe say gonna win?
I got the long shot.
What long shot?
The long shot.
The long shot?
Now, let me stop it here. Is it, because you're looking like you're puzzled. Is it difficult to tell who's who?
That, you know, did you see what I wrote here?
No.
You see what I... The question mark and the witch. I'm not sure who's Ice-T in this. Is this your dad and Coco, his wife?
It's Ice-T and my dad. Is that unbelievable?
Which is, okay.
All right, I'll tell you. Here we go.
Long shot.
What long shot?
All right, that was Ice-T. What long shot?
What long shot?
The long shot.
That's my dad.
The long shot?
The long shot. Talk to the jock and he say it's a lock.
The horse a lock, who told the jock?
Shoe told me this horse can fly.
You sure this shoe's a reliable guy?
I tell you this horse gonna win by five.
I tell you that's a lot of jock.
This horse gonna win going away.
I say we bust by the end of the day.
I bet a song about the deuce of my sister's pen.
What makes you so sure this horse gonna win?
Got the long shot.
What long shot?
Long shot.
The long shot.
The long shot.
The last time that horse run, he run wide.
That's cause a jock, give him a bum ride.
He broke flat-footed, stumbled at the gate.
Get your money on the nose before it's too late.
Don't waste your money on some old nag.
Don't you believe there's money in the bag?
My money's on the chalk and that is that.
This horse win, you're gonna eat my hat. I'm gonna tell you once, I'm gonna tell you twice. This is better than throwing them dice. This horse is ready and looking slick. He got the speed, he got the stick. This horse is good and that's the truth. You can even ask my sister Ruth.
You're tapped out, Mr. Muckenmire.
He'll be in front when he hits the wire. I know this horse is gonna win. I bet it's all about the deuce of my sister's fin. And a long shot.
What long shot?
The long shot.
The long shot.
I figured it out. Here's why,
man.
I was confused. Because Ice-T is pronouncing words very formally. And a couple times your father said dis. You know, instead of T-H-I-S, he said D-I-S.
Well, that's the way he talks around the house.
Well, you know, so that's very black.
Well,
to pronounce this.
He was the first black comedian.
Dis. Yeah.
Like the first black president.
He you know, and didn't your dad had something to do with Def Jam? Yeah.
But, yeah, that was, and Charlie Fox. Charlie Fox wrote the music there.
Did he write it? You know, because Tim.
Sounds like something you've heard.
Well, Tim, I'm a big Franklin Ajayi fan.
Car Wash?
Yes, indeed. That beginning?
No. Wait a minute. Let me listen to it.
Can you play it and open all my mic? I can maybe be able to convince you.
All right. You think this is a little like Car Wash? Right here.
Check this out. You hear that? Working at the car wash. Working at the car wash, yeah. Come on, y'all, and sing it with me. Car wash.
All right, folks, we got to take a break. When we come back, we like to do this every about month or so.
Swelling in the background.
Yes.
The sound of Rolls Royce from the movie entitled Car Wash. This
is the Car Wash. All right, we're going to come back and have some people rap for Arsenio. He is the foremost judge on rap.
In this room.
Well, I'd say in radio tonight. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with our Arsenio Hall, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.